10-year NFL veteran out of the University of Florida, Raider safety, Reggie Nelson. Reggie, good morning. Thank you so much for taking the time to come on. We haven't had a chance to speak with you yet, so welcome to the Bay Area. How's life living here so far? You adjusting well?
I'm adjusting pretty good, man. Life is going pretty good. Besides, you know, Sunday, you know, we always want to come out on a win on Sunday, but I've been enjoying the Bay Area so far.
Well, we're glad to hear it. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Reggie Nelson, Raiders safety, joining Joe and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. All right, so we'll talk about yesterday. Competitive football game, exciting football game. Raiders come out on the short end. You know, for you as a veteran who's been through something like this, you know, quite a bit over your career, you've lived on both ends of the spectrum. How do you work to put this one in the rearview mirror and get ready for Tennessee next week?
I mean, you gotta move on to the next game, but you know, with our coaching staff being good as it is and putting the time and the work in and everything, getting us in the right position, we need to come out better as a defense as a whole and play better football than what we did Sunday. I mean, we got to help out our offense, you know, help them out, get off on the field and get them back the ball while they're still hot. So, I mean, it's a lot of work to do and it's still early in the season and we just got to come in and watch the film and see what the mistakes was and continue on and get on to Tennessee and put that in our review.
Red, do you think if they had that Coney Dogs over here, you'd be playing better? You know, Cincinnati, know you missed them Coney Dogs. What place do you go now since you can't get those Coney Dogs here, bro?
I wouldn't eat them that much anyway, man.
Oh, my God. You spend do you spend a lot of time over the Rhine over there when you was in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I was over the Rhine a little bit, man, but not as much, man. I'm pretty much a homebody, man. I go to work and come home, man. I don't really too much hang out like that.
I got you, bro. Hey, man, when you looking at the defense, man.
I don't know what the hell you two are talking about.
Oh, yeah,
there's all this inside lingo. I'm sitting here. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on.
He was in that dirty natty. He was in that dirty natty. I'm letting you know about it. Holla at you,
bro. Nasty natty, man.
Hey, man. Hey, Reg, when you talk about combinations, you're talking about defenses and different things you guys do, bracket coverage and all the different nuances of the game. Seems like there's a lack of communications at times. I know you, the secondary of defense, getting guys lined up. Is it lack of, to you, is it effort? Is it just lack of communication? Or just right now you think the guys are just not playing at a high enough level? Or is just teams are better right now?
I mean, we are great. We can be good as we want to be, man. Only people standing in our way is the Raiders. That's it. I mean, I believe we beat ourselves Sunday, and you know, everybody else can disagree or agree, but you know, I feel like we beat ourselves, and we could have came out and played better football than what we did on Sunday. I mean, as a defensive player, from my standpoint, if an offense put up 500 yards on you, I mean, we doing something wrong, and that got to be fixed ASAP. So, because if we don't fix it, it's going to continue to occur each and every Sunday, and people going to figure out ways to attack you. So what the Raiders got to do is come back in, set our jaw, and continue to play hard-nosed football and sound-nosed football the way that it's been playing for the last couple of years around here.
Like, there's coaches on the staff. I played with Mark Robb down in Tennessee. Mark's Robb. What kind of coach is he? Is he a guy that's in you guys' face? Is he challenging? And what are some of the things that he's talked about in the film meeting? Have you guys watched the film? And how do you guys, when you look at that, you're saying that you guys got to stop yourself. So that is the biggest thing that's holding you back. What are you guys, what is Mark Robb and what is his coaching staff trying to preach to you guys to try to cut down on the mistakes?
I mean, we just got to – it ain't a lack of study or a lack of effort or anything like that. I mean, Coach Robb, he's not in your guy's face or whatever, but when he has to, he do that. And I mean, that's what's great about this coaching staff that, you know, Mr. Reggie and Al put – not Al, but Mark put together. And, you know, we got to – as a defense, they just giving us the material. Us as players and defense players, we got to take that material and put it in play on Sunday. So, I mean, they putting us in positions to make plays. We just got to go out and execute the defense, man. Day one stuff.
Raider safety Reggie Nelson joining Joe and Lowe here on 95.7 The Game. How unique a challenge is it to go from Drew Brees, a pocket passing quarterback, to Matt Ryan, a pocket passing quarterback, excuse me. Now you're going to shift gears to Marcus Mariota, who's very, very deadly with his feet. How challenging can that be?
Oh, man, we're going to have our work cut out, you know, especially when you got a mobile quarterback like him. We're going in their hometown and try to take something from them. Like this Atlanta Falcons came here and took something from us. So, I mean, like I said, we're going to set our jaw and watch the film and swallow that pill, man, and come back out ready to play next Sunday.
In your first Raider game in New Orleans last week, you got head coach Jack Del Rio going for two at the end of the game. Yesterday, he wasn't shy about making some tough decisions either. A couple big challenges, fourth and two on the goal line, fourth and two at midfield with 7 minutes to go. Has he really, what's been going through your mind, like particularly at the end of that New Orleans game, when you see the offense staying out there to try to win it?
Nothing, man. That just shows the confidence that he sees in us and what he sees day in and day out. Through practice and stuff. He know what type of players he got. He know what type of defensive players he got. So, I mean, for him to make them calls, that says a lot about our team. And so far we've been backing him up with that. So that's what we got to continue to do, we'll back him up when he make those difficult calls and put us in those situations. I mean, we're not hesitating that when he make them. So, I mean, continue on. I'm all with it.
Well, be sure to tell the bootleg preacher, Mark Robb, I said what's happening. And then also Sandy at Cincinnati Bengals, the secretary, she says she loves you.
Them are ladies, man. I tell Rob, you say what's up, man.
All right, dog.
Reggie Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, Raiders safety. Thank you so much for your time today, Reggie. Good luck next week against Tennessee.
I appreciate it, man. Thank y'all for having me on.